Now, what about the children's verse this morning? I haven't a very hard verse for you, and I hope we've one or two boys and girls with us in the congregation. We're going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, and the verse is verse 14. So is any wee boy or girl going to read it for me this morning? I can't remember whether it was a girl or boy who read last. Who's going to read it for me today? 2 Timothy 1:14. Anyone got it? Anyone up on the balcony got it? The balcony's very full this morning. Right. Anyone up there got it? I'm always told to neglect you crowd up there. Actually, I see you better than anyone else down here. Anyone up there got it? No? Right. Downstairs? Come. Right. On you go. Good. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep. That's the idea this morning. Guarding something. You may have noticed, or you may not have noticed, that in lots of my last children's talks, I've been talking about animals. I want to talk about an insect this morning, and it's a favorite insect with everyone. I want to talk about ants. Not A-U-N-T-S, but A-N-T-S. Now, how everyone loves ants. Ants are those tiny little things that spoil your picnic, that bite you very sorely, and you love very dearly. Everyone likes ants. I'm sure if I was to ask this morning everyone who loves ants to put up their hand, there would be a great forest of hands. Everybody loves ants, I don't think. But some people, you know, have studied them. And the Bible says this about ants, that they are exceeding wise. That's what the Bible says about them. Ants are exceeding wise. And the people who study ants have discovered that there are not only millions of ants, and who doesn't know that, but there are actually 6,000 different kinds of ants. Imagine that. You and I look at them and we think they're all the same, but I'm told there are ants which are almost half an inch long, that's about that, and there are ants which are so tiny that you need a microscope to see them. Tiny, tiny, tiny little ants, very small indeed. And there are 6,000 different kinds of ants. Now, I don't know all of their names, only 5,999. But we do know that there are soldier ants, and we also know that there are ants called harvester ants. And I think it's the harvester ant that the Bible speaks about, because it gathers food together and stores it safely for bad times ahead. But there's another kind of ant, very interesting one. Not too sure just exactly what size it is. I think it's nearly half an inch long, and it's called a janitor ant. Is that a strange name? I wonder why it's called a janitor. Well, it's called a janitor because it keeps its nest beautifully clean. And that's what janitors do, of course. They keep the place spotlessly clean. That's their job. And so ants are called janitor ants because they keep their nest beautifully clean. Now, some of these janitor ants are quite small, but there are big ones among them. So very wisely, the janitor ants, I don't know how they do it, they pick out the bigger ants to guard their nest. And this is where the interesting bit comes about. There are different entrances all around that nest of the janitor ants, which they keep so clean, and they set a big ant, a strong ant, to guard each door. Now, the way they guard it is very interesting. They actually guard it with their head. A hole is cut in the nest, exactly the shape of the guard's head. Isn't that funny? And then when the hole is cut, the guard just sticks his head right through it. And he stands there behind the hole with his head right through. Now, you think that's very amusing, but actually it's very effective. Because the guard is looking through that hole, it can see in every direction. And it stays there all the time. It never goes away. It doesn't go for a cup of ant tea or a bite of ant biscuit or anything like that. It just stays there all the time. And it watches. And its eyes, which I am told have at least 200 different reflectors on them, watch every way. Then after they've been out at work, because ants go to work, you know, there are no lazy ants. They all have a job to do. When the ants come back after their work, they have to give a password before they get in. And how they do it is this: they have got little antennae which go out in the front of their heads, and so have the soldier, so have the ant guards, and they just rub their antennae together. And the way they rub them, the guard knows this ant belongs to this nest. Isn't that wonderful? And then it pulls its head out, and the ant comes into its home. And then another ant comes up, and the guard puts its antennae out, and they rub together, but it's not one of his. So he chases it away. And all day long, he stands on guard with his head through that hole. He is always faithful, and he's always watchful. He's only a little ant, you know. And perhaps if someone saw him outside, they'd just hit him with a newspaper and kill him. They don't know what a wonderful creature they're killing. He is actually a faithful guard. And that's why the nest is kept so clean. And that's why the nest is kept so safe, because it has guards who are faithful. They're always watching. They're always watchful. But you know, our verse tells us that we have to be faithful and we have to be watchful. Because you see, Satan is very anxious to get into our homes. A Christian home should be clean. A Christian home should be spiritually clean. And a Christian church should be clean. Only the word of God should be taught in that church. And only the praise of God should be sung in that church. And so it's up to us, even though we're small, to guard our homes. To make sure that we're watchful. That nothing would come into our homes that would defile it or dirty it. Just think of that little ant standing there with its head stuck through that hole every day. It's making sure that the nest is kept safe. And the nest is kept clean. God expects you and I to guard our homes, and he expects us, especially those of us who are older, to guard our church and to make sure that nothing ever comes that would defile it. And that's why Paul said to Timothy, you keep that by the power of the Holy Spirit which has been committed to you. Always be faithful, always be on your guard, and always be watchful that Satan never gets in. Will you remember that as you go into this week? Because Satan's going to be busy this week. Let's always be watchful and always be faithful. Now we're going to sing 1144 in our hymn books.